Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
Rick Rush!
Podcast.
Hey, Rick, I've got Ryan on the line for you.
Ryan Hurd.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm good, man. How about you? It's got to be an exciting day for you. You get to talk to me, and you're on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, so.
Hey, it is a great day. we're about to kick off this tour also, so it's just a busy week.
So, are you in Nashville?
We're in Nashville, man. Yeah, we're about to fire up these buses and get on the road, and we're in Nashville right now for a couple more days.
So you're on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. Did you do that ahead from like a stage in Nashville?
We filmed it at Jimmy Kimmel, but it was filmed ahead of time. So
Okay.
We did. We got to perform Chasing After You on Kimmel, and then while we were out there, got to do another performance. We're doing Pass It On tonight, which is the first song on my album, and yeah, man, I hope everybody tunes in. It's a lot of fun to get to be out there.
Well, people are loving the album, and I'm glad that a whole new world got to be introduced to Ryan Hurd because of Chasing After You. And I think then once they go and listen to Pelago, they'll get a sense of who you are. What a great album. I would have to say of all the number ones of 2021, this is probably the most artistic album of the lot.
I don't know if I can make that judgment call, but I appreciate you saying that, man. That's very high praise. And I think about the album I made when I first signed to RCA Records, and at the time it didn't come out because I didn't have a hit yet. And so Chasing After You really opened so many doors, and I'm so thankful that this happened the way that it did, because, man, I think this album is so... I'm just really proud of it, and I'm glad that this is the first thing, the debut album that people heard from me.
Well, I think of Ryan Hurd in terms of, you know, I kind of balance everything with artists based on what I've learned and watched from the Ken Burns documentary. And I feel like you would have been the guy that would have been going over to Guy Clark's house in the middle of the night to write songs and not sacrificing the content of the music for the sake of being successful commercially. But luckily, you're giving us stuff that folks that like the commercial side like, but also the integrity of the songwriting, which I think is so important.
Oh, thanks, man. And you're speaking my language, talking about Guy Clark, and I'm a massive Willie Nelson fan, but I, you know, it's hard to pick songs in Nashville. There's so many of them, and you write so many of them, and you think that these are good, and these are whatever, and it takes a lot of people to help you make an album, and I'm really proud of it. Maren has a lot to do with it too, man. She's the best. I mean, it's nice to have.
She's a pretty decent backup singer on that song y'all did together.
I think five songs on the album, so you know, everything you do, at least you have somebody who's got a Grammy in the basement to sort of bounce all your thoughts off of. So.
But you know what? I think what's great about you guys is that you're rooting for each other. You know, there could be some ego involved there. The fact that you guys are rooting for each other, I think, is only going to lend to both of your success.
Hey, we're lucky to get to do this together, man. It's more that we have. I mean, what an asset it is to have somebody who knows what you're going through that you get to see every morning. You know what I mean? And so we've always been each other's support system, and she is the best songwriter and singer that I've ever met. And so I think there's just a lot of respect going both ways. And she was more thrilled than me that this album came out. So, you know, and then getting to tour it, man, I mean, that's the dream come true, is getting to, like, be back on the road. And we're not touring together necessarily this year, but we're going to be out quite a bit together. And
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's just going to be a really fun year for, I think, not just us up there playing the music, but everybody who gets to come to these shows and see and celebrate this music.
Well, I don't know if you've played the Charleston Music Hall before, but it's a beautiful venue, originally set up for a TV show they were going to do from Charleston. So the sound is perfect, and the acoustics are incredible, and it's in downtown historic Charleston, and we've done a lot of shows down there, singer-songwriter type events, so it lends itself perfectly for what I think your show will be, which I imagine is kind of a storytelling, very intimate, like you're in your living room just talking about the songs and playing the songs.
We've never taken our headline show to Charleston, so I'm just excited just because it's such a beautiful city and a beautiful place, and I think to be there in the spring. Can you eat oysters in the spring?
You can eat oysters in any month with an R in it, so April, yes.
Baby.
Yep, you're good.
Heck yeah, save me 24. Every time I go to Charleston, you can find me just sitting on a bar stool drinking a beer and eating as much great food as I can stomach. So,
well, April is the one of the best times to be in Charleston because the weather is absolutely beautiful, and the Tour de Palago is going to be hitting the Charleston Music Hall on April 9th. We've got tickets for you to win at WEZL.com. And again, I just want, as somebody that can appreciate commercial and marketing and artist success, and somebody that also appreciates the songwriting and the integrity from that side, you know, like Guy Clark told Rodney Crowell, you pick one, both are worthy. You just got to kind of settle in. You've been able in like, I think the Ashley McBride and the Chris Stapleton style, not to give up the integrity of the song, to still be an artist that we want to see on a regular basis.
Oh man, that's high praise. And I love those two artists. You mentioned the same, Ashley and Mr. Chris is amazing. So thank you for listening to the music and for speaking kindly about it. It means a lot.
And I imagine that your music is going to change now that you've spent 2 years with Lil Baby Hayes, because you do sing about life, and it's not going to be the early 20s type reflection. It's going to be this 30-year-old dad now that we start seeing in music. Is that right?
Hey man, we'll see what comes out this year in the writing room, but yeah man, you just do your best to have your songs meet you where you are, and hopefully that's the case as we continue to write and play, and but mostly man, it's just about this album that we just put out and getting an opportunity to play those songs plugged in.
Well, I love the fact that I got to see the joy on your faces when you were sitting in the car listening to a song that you and Maren wrote when we did the iHeart Country world premiere. It looked like it was still cool for you not only to hear your wife on the radio, but a song that you wrote on the radio.
Well, thank you for supporting it. Honestly, man, it's scary to put an album out. It's scary every time you put music out, but the response on Circles has been massive, and we're so proud of it and so thankful. So, I mean, her album, I mean, I've never been this involved creatively in her project, and I don't know, man, I think it's just an incredibly, I don't know if it's what people are expecting from her, but it's a beautiful album, and Circles is a great kickoff, and we're just so relieved, to be honest, that it's out into the world, and yeah man, we're excited to fire these buses up.
The Tour de Palago on April 9th at the Charleston Music Hall. That's going to be awesome, bud.
Cannot wait, man. We're going to do our absolute best to bring an awesome show.
I know you will. The link to buy tickets on the calendar page at WEZL.com, and while you're there, click on the contest page and try to score yourself some tickets, you know, if you're cheap and stuff, even though Ryan has a baby and could use the money.
Heck yeah.
All right, buddy. Happy New Year. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us.
Happy New Year. See you soon.
Rick Rush Podcast.